Routine, April 26th, 1976, 14755, DCD / attention from DCD /
I am here to discuss the so-called flying saucers. The Air Force interest in this problem has been due to our feeling of an obligation to identify
subject DCD case
anything in the air
UFO research /
possibility of threat or menace to the United States.
References
obligation since 1947.
Telecons, 22nd of April, 1976.
That have come to us from all kinds of sources.
Heard a request in reference B. We attempted to obtain analytical guidance
explain them
on the
to
UFO.
Our own satisfaction. We've been able to explain them as
contacted A / DDS and T, Dr.
Aircraft,
to see if he knew of any official UFO program and also to attempt to answer some of the questions posed by exhibited interest in which was hand-carried to his office. After a short examination of its contents, Dr.
However, there
advised
been
us that he would personally look into the matter and get back to us.
That have been made
as we discussed in reference A, Dr. has since contacted us and relayed the following information. 3. It would appear to be best if you advised that he should it does not seem that the government has any common program in progress for the identification or solution of the UFO phenomena. Feels that the efforts of independence research are vital for further progress in this area. At the present time, there are offices and personnel within the agency who are monitoring the UFO phenomena, but again, this is not currently on an official basis. Feels that the best approach would be to keep in touch with and impact develop reporting channels in this area to keep the agency and community informed of any new developments. In particular, any information which might indicate a threat potential would be of interest, as should specific indications of foreign developments or applications of UFO-related research. 4. Dr. has advised us that he would evaluate any additional information you might receive as well as disseminate significant developments through appropriate channels should it be warranted. 5. We wish to stress again that there does not appear to be any special program in UFOs within the intelligence community and this should be related to 6. In view of Dr. willingness to review additional information received on UFO phenomena, we will keep subject case open to your office for the present. 7. Please keep us advised of any new developments.
We have, as of date, come to only one firm conclusion with respect to this remaining percentage, and that is that it does not contain any pattern of purpose or of consistency that we can relate with to any conceivable threat to the United States.
You have just been listening to General Montgomery Smith, commanding the state militia at Trenton. In the meantime, further details of the catastrophe at Grover's Mill are coming in. The strange creatures, after unleashing their deadly assault, crawled back in their pit and made no attempt to prevent the efforts of the firemen to recover the bodies and extinguish the fire. The combined fire departments of Mercer County are fighting the flames which menace the entire countryside. We have been unable to establish any contact with our mobile unit at Grover's Mill, but we hope to be able to return you there at the earliest possible moment. In the meantime, we take you to... Just one moment, please.